What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, I was just telling Chris, you know, I was out yesterday. I did have some diarrhea, I'm not going to lie. I just feel like what's happened with the Steelers coaching staff has not been discussed enough. Basically, the two guys who, when Chris and I would say stuff like Tomlin has no coaching tree, they only hire old fogey coaches. The two guys I would have Steelers people text me and say, well, you've got it wrong. These two dudes are high risers and up and comers, have both left their coaching staff this year. The only ones.
Yeah.
How is that not a big deal? They promised change. The only guys that left are the guys that seemingly other teams want, I guess other than Arthur Smith. But on defense.
I think coordinators get the headlines. I mean, position coaches, most of the time, unless it's a quarterback's coach, don't get the headlines. It's defensive backs coach isn't on the radar. Neither is inside linebackers.
I know,
coach.
But they acted like they were grooming these guys to be potentially coordinators and head coaches in the NFL one day, Jeff.
No, and it's fair. And it's a question of, is it Tomlin in the system? Is it the pay that they're getting with the Steelers compared to what they can make at other teams as an assistant coach? Is it the opportunity to advance, maybe not seeing chances to become a coordinator with the Steelers? They have done that a little bit on the offensive side, but not as much on the defensive side other than Keith Butler. So, I agree with you. It is intriguing because, you know, Grady was a guy that was talked of fairly highly. And, listen, AC was someone that those middle linebackers really liked.
I mean, Jeff, almost whatever the reason, you listed a bunch of potential reasons why it would happen. Like, none of it reflects well on the Steelers. The head coach wants control of the defense, so guys feel blocked here. That limits your pool of people who want to come and coach for you because they know there's a ceiling. If, say, Mike had designs on, yes, Grady, you're going to get more on your plate, and this is going to continue for you in a certain direction, and Grady said, I want more money, and Mike said, I can't give you that because Art won't authorize it, that's a problem. Like, the broad picture here is, for me, what is really bad, regardless of the reason, they're not retaining the coaches that they would have suggested to us they really wanted to retain.
Right. And, you know, sometimes what does factor into this are relationships with other coaches as reasons that they leave. But there was nothing obvious between the last couple of, maybe there's some tertiary relationships, but nothing that's like, oh, wow, okay, played for this guy, or they were teammates somewhere. There wasn't anything that pointed in that direction, that's for sure.
Jeff, Bill Cowher said the Steelers will talk about Aaron Rodgers. And he also said, let's not get it twisted, this team feels like it can win in 2025 because they've got veteran players on defense like TJ Watt and Cam Hayward. So do you think, if in these internal discussions they deem that Aaron Rodgers right now is a better quarterback than Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, they would actually pursue it?
I think they would talk about it. I think Bill's right. I mean, listen, in the time I've covered the Steelers, and it's been a little while, I can't think of one year that they went in and thought, or one off season where they thought, we can't win the next year. I mean, they believe that, and there's good. It's good to have confidence. I don't think they see it as much as we do from the question mark standpoint. I mean, they look at it like you said, like Bill said. They look at TJ, they look at Cam, they look at Minka, they look at some of the younger players on the defensive side, and say we could find a way. We're a player or two away from making this happen.
So, how far fetched is it to believe that they might come to the conclusion that Rodgers is better than both of those guys?
Yeah, listen. I hate it. I hate the thought of it. But would they entertain it? Absolutely. Yes, they would entertain it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. Would they talk about it? Yes. Well, what Aaron would want, you talk about guys you could bring in that could be issues. You know how much Tomlin hates when anybody talks to the media. Think all the times with Ben, when Aaron goes on Pat McAfee's show during the season and says stuff like none of that makes sense to me. But would they talk about him because they feel like they're maybe an Aaron Rodgers away from advancing or being a playoff winning team or whatever it is? Yes.
I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan.
Maybe he can get through to George Pickens if they bring him in. They can go on one of those 4-day darkness retreats or do therapeutic vomiting, Jeff. I would be doing vomiting, not of the therapeutic kind, if I had to watch Aaron Rodgers quarterback this team all
it's
next
four
year.
Nights of complete darkness.
How far do you think they are from being a serious contender? Like, they clearly think they can win. I mean, how far do you think they are?
I mean, I'll compare it to the Philly model. If you think the Philly model is what wins, and they won this year. They are still not there in offensive line. They're not there in receivers. They're not there in running backs. They're not there in quarterback.
What about defensive line?
They're not there defensive line.
They're also not there on corners because Philly has more good corners than they do.
And, I mean, look, let's take those back.
They got the kicker, though. Jeff, they got him at kicker. They definitely got him at kicker.
And probably have him at tight end.
Probably have him at punter, too, because I think Philly's punter forgot how to do his job. He doesn't ever have to.
But when you're only rushing four, those back seven look really good. When you can get that kind of pressure with four, it's crazy what those back seven will look like.
Jeff, Jerry Dulac told Travis Ishikawa in his post-Gazette chat today that it's realistic that the Steelers could sign Najee Harris to a 3-year, $18 million extension. And the thing I said to Chris on it was, Tomlin did strike the tone at his season-ending press conference of someone who was still a huge fan of Najee Harris and still believed that the guy was a really good football player.
I have thought all along that there is going to be a departure from Najee Harris. Jerry obviously is very plugged in. I don't see the advantage of bringing in Najee Harris for $6 million. I mean, you see what he is. The guy's he's steady. He plays every game, but he doesn't give you that burst. I mean, I don't see what they would have seen in him that he could be a difference maker for their offense. I don't know what kind of offers he's going to have. I don't know if he would accept $6 million a year. I mean, he might be thinking he's worth more. Remember, he was a big proponent of the Saquon train a couple of years ago about how underpaid running backs are. So, I mean, is that a potential? I guess. I don't see the benefit in bringing back Najee Harris other than, okay, but what's 1,000 yards in 17 games?
Not that impressive. When you're not very efficient. Do you think they're a serious player or contender for Deebo Samuel?
I think they'll be a player. I think seriousness would be how far could they get down the road of talking long term, because you don't want to bring in a Deebo and then have to then sign him after you bring him in. So could they be? They recognize they need help at that position. So for that reason, yes, they could be a player for Deebo Samuel. And you know, as we all know, they've been players for other big-name wide receivers. They just haven't been able to land them yet.
Well, they keep getting stuck at the goal line. Adams, Kupp, or Deebo, who do you think is the most realistic of those three?
Well, I mean, if Aaron comes here, which I don't think will happen, then it's Adams. I would think, I would say Cup because he has the fewest questions.
The fewest questions in what way? I think Cup's got a big question. I don't think he can get open outside of his very good scheme in LA.
I was talking more intangibles or any of that stuff.
He's a very hard worker.
That's why
he's shifty too.
Yes.
High football IQ.
Yeah.
Deceptively quick still.
Yes. Yes. It's interesting because you look at the wide receivers and the one guy that's intriguing to me, if you're going to go cheaper, is a Darius Slayton because he seems to cover a lot of
speaking his language.
Yeah, because he covers a lot of territory. I mean, he's fast. He's a good guy all around, and he's played with crappy quarterbacks. So I think those numbers.
He'll be right at home here in Pittsburgh.
Jeff, that could be the basement.
Jeff, thank you for another Hawk report.
Thanks, boys.